This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Chicago's school system released a budget this week with a $1 billion hole in it. This is after $200 million in cuts. Without big help from the state government there, which may not be forthcoming, the district CEO says there'll be more cutting and, quote, more unsustainable borrowing. Here's Marketplace's Dan Weissman.
Chicago's public schools are like that family, the one with the jumbo mortgage and maxed out credit cards. I ran that image past Lawrence Massal. He's the director of the Civic Federation, and he's been watching public budgets here for more than a decade. He said,
right. And they're still getting credit card applications in the mail, which they're happy to fill out.
As the debts pile up, they get more expensive. There's more principal, and a sinking credit rating means interest rates go up. Massal says doomsday is here.
Taxpayers are going to have to pay more for less benefit other government.
That means bigger class sizes, fewer services for students. And that's what Philadelphia schools have been experiencing for the last few years. Kate Shaw runs an education policy think tank there called Research for Action.
Yes, we have seen what that does to a school district, and we have seen what that does to a city. And it's not pretty.
Among other things, she cites declining test scores, higher truancy, and stalled graduation rates. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.